Hello, my name is Carol Boston Weatherford, and I am the author of Outspoken, Paul Robeson, Ahead of His Time, a one-man show, illustrated by my frequent collaborator, Eric Velasquez. It's fitting that I subtitled this book a one-man show because I became familiar with Paul Robeson actually through a play about his life. It was a one-man show, and it starred James Earl Jones. And so that was how I came to know Paul Robeson, not necessarily through his own work, but through James Earl Jones' portrayal of him. And so when I got ready to write about Paul Robeson and I knew about his life story, I thought that, it's very theatrical and it should be depicted as a one-man show in his own voice. And so that's how it came to be. In addition to being a one-man show, it's a one-man show that is written in poetry. I am primarily a poet, and so each poem depicts a different episode from his life, as told through my words and Eric Velasquez's luminous oil paintings. It's a full biography covering his whole life from birth in New Jersey to his death. He was an all-star athlete at Rutgers, where he was one of only a few African American students. He went on to law school at Columbia, did not like the racism he experienced at the law firm where he worked, and had already been working in theater and in music at the time, and then chose a career with the encouragement of his wife in the performing arts. But he was first and foremost an activist, and so his art became the vehicle through which he expressed his activism. I hope this book, Outspoken, will provoke the same kinds of questions in kids that my previous books about social justice have sparked. Namely, why was it like that? And most importantly, how can I make a difference in my own little corner of the world? And now I'd like to read aloud from Outspoken, Paul Robeson, Ahead of His Time, a one-man show. And I'm reading one of the early poems in the book. It's called The Little Black Boy. And incidentally, all the poems are titled after songs that he sung or films that he appeared in. The Little Black Boy. Some things grown-ups remembered for me, others I remembered for myself. I do not remember my father in the pulpit of All Black Witherspoon Street Presbyterian Church. Like our community, our church was named for a slave-holding past president of Princeton University. I do remember that our community abutted the campus and that a wrought iron gate locked African Americans out. In Princeton, New Jersey, we were the servant class. I cannot remember when, after more than 20 years at the same church, my father was fired as pastor and bought a horse and wagon to haul ashes for other households. At 3 years old, I did not feel the financial pinch or fathom the humility that enabled my father, a college man, not only to take the job of ash man in stride, but to count it as a blessing. I cannot remember that my mother helped my father pen his sermons or that she joined him in visiting the sick and in aiding the hungry, the jobless, and the many migrants arriving from the South. I cannot remember that my mother held me in her lap, or that her eyesight was so poor due to cataracts that she bumped into the parlor stove and caught fire. I was just six and not home when tragedy struck. Shocked beyond recollection, I all but forgot my mother. Yet the image of her in the coffin burned into my memory. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows my sorrow. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Glory, hallelujah.